This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Kowalungan Tribe of Unalaska is launching a new program to provide fresh, organic, Alaska-sourced foods to the entire Aleutian community and some regional partners. KUCB's Andy Lesk spoke with some tribal staff to learn more.
Organizers did a distribution trial run last month. At the event, Unalaskans came to the tribe's food bank and received bags full of carrots, potatoes, cabbage, and beef, all completely free. That produce and meat came from a family farm in Palmer. The tribe is interested in partnering with multiple providers over the course of the program, including local fishermen. Tanea Horn is the tribe's COO. She says the program is part of their ongoing wellness initiatives and aims to support Alaska farmers by offering their products to locals looking for high-quality, minimally processed foods.
For Alaska Native people, for American Indian people, our love language is food. That is how we show that we want to be partners with you and we want to show you that we care about you.
The project first developed last spring when the Kowalungan tribe met with USDA representatives at an economic summit. The tribe was ultimately awarded over $2 million for the project through the USDA's Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. The project came together in partnership with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, who helped facilitate rollout of produce and meat to tribal organizations across the Aleutian Islands region. Anfisa Tudiakoff is the Kowalungan Tribe's cultural director.
So the more that we're able to harvest our natural foods on island and, you know, use natural foods from these farmers, you're getting less and less processed foods is the more that we do these kinds of programs.
Tribal Services Manager Marie Schomer says that during the trial run, around 5,000 pounds of food arrived and was distributed to the community.
I love doing it personally because a lot of families out here are struggling just because of the cost of food. And if you're able to give them a couple bags of fresh produce and meat, it's very helpful.
In Unalaska, there are no income restrictions to participation. Anyone is welcome to take food, whether they're a member of the Kowalungan tribe or not. The next event is slated for late April. Horn says she expects the program to do biweekly food bank events by the summer.
That was Andy Lesk reporting. The Intertribal Council of the Five Civilized Tribes in Oklahoma is the latest Native organization to pass a resolution in support of the establishment of a code to be used to help find missing and endangered adults. KCNP's Brian Brazier has more.
The resolution cited statistics from the National Crime Information Center, which shows that Native American men and women have historically been disproportionately affected by missing person cases at a percentage which is more than double that of the general U.S. population. Native American women are at an even greater risk of going missing or being endangered, with estimates that they are 10 times more likely to fall victim to homicide than the average American woman. The resolution also stated that these statistics emphasize the urgent need for focused attention and specialized support, like the new Missing and Endangered Persons, or MEP, code. Used with Emergency Alert System, or EAS, and the Integrated Public Alert Warning System, known as IPAWS, the code would work like the familiar Amber Alert initiated when children are missing. The resolution stemmed from a letter from Native Public Media, who also sponsored a resolution that passed last year by the National Congress of American Indians. The resolution passed unanimously by the council, comprised of the Chickasaw Nation, Cherokee Nation, Muscogee Nation, Seminole Nation of Oklahoma, and the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. For National Native News, I'm Brian Brazier.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kowanic Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, trader's market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Support for journalism that raises the awareness of child well-being to citizens and to policymakers provided by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, building a brighter future for children, families, and communities. Information at aecf.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.